Thank you. You might want your phone in case you want to take a picture of me. Yeah. I know you. She likes to take pictures. Kind of. This morning, we're continuing our series on More Than Words and on the topic of prayer, and we've talked about fasting. And this morning, I want to focus on prayer specifically and three levels of prayer that we're going to talk about. My heart is to bring insight and revelation on this topic today, on your conversations with God that will literally, I believe, take your personal and corporate prayer to another level. Is prayer simple? Yes, Pastor Greg talked about that. Is prayer complex? Yes, prayer is complex. It's both, and we're going to dive into some of that. Prayer is a two-way conversation with God. It is speaking and it is listening. He is our daddy. He is our father. And as kids, we have access to come to him and to talk to him and to commune with him and to converse with him. We have access to come and to speak freely, to use big words, to use little words, to use no words. But there's more to prayer than a list of, can I have this? I need this. What about this? Thank you for that. There are levels to prayer that can take us to places that we have never been. And I believe it's time to go there. Prayer is a powerful tool that we need to be utilizing daily. We need prayer. We need prayer. If you're not passionate about prayer, my prayer is that today something will change in your heart towards it. Prayer is a lifeline, and the deeper we go in prayer, the tighter our grip on that line. Level one, the first level of prayer that I want to talk about is praying with understanding. This is the one that we all do. This is praying in English, if that's your language, if maybe your first language is Spanish or something different, that's also praying in understanding for you. So whatever languages that you know, praying in with understanding, that's the first level of prayer. This is praying to God like I would talk to you. I could be like, hey, what are you guys doing? What are you having for lunch today? Where are you going? What are you doing the rest of this weekend? You know, what's the week look like for you? And then you would talk back to me and you would answer questions and we would hang out and have a conversation. That is just praying with understanding. And that is praying in English if that's your first language. This describes the majority of prayer that happens on a daily basis. This is the one that we are more familiar with. This type of prayer, praying in your own language, is a conversation about your feelings, about your family, about your hopes, about your dreams, your needs. This is just the beginning of your prayer life. Just the beginning. It's an entry-level prayer life, but much needed. C.S. Lewis says, I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, walking and sleeping. It does not change God, it changes me. We don't pray for the work of the ministry. Sometimes we're like, we're praying for the ministry, we're praying for this. Prayer is the work of the ministry. That's where the work is. It's in the prayer. Things are said and done in the prayer room on the other side of that wall before we ever enter this service on a Sunday morning. Prayer is the work. Prayer, even at this level, even at the first level, is powerful and it is effective in our lives. So if this is where you are this morning, if you're like, oh man, she said there are three levels and she talked about the first level, and I don't know what the other levels are right now, and that's the only level I do, so I'm feeling kind of lame. Don't know. I just want to dismiss that thought right now. This is a powerful level of prayer. It is effective in your life, and it changes things and it moves mountains. It is also foundational, because you cannot move on without this one. You cannot go on until you've done this, until you've cultivated this in your life, this conversation with God. See, how crazy would it be if you were building a new home and you begin to put in the wiring, the heating system, the electricity before ever laying a foundation? I mean, it's not even possible. You have to lay the foundation. It's ludicrous to even imagine that. So with praying and understanding, it's laying a broad, wide foundation for our prayer life. And it's vital, praying in our own language, not holding anything back from the Father, but openly and freely communing and sharing our lives with Him. There's something great about coming alongside an agreement with someone in prayer. And at this entry-level prayer, in praying with understanding, we get to do that. Because if you're praying at another level that we'll talk about in a minute, it's going to be very difficult for me to come alongside an agreement. I can in the spirit, but as you'll understand in a minute, I'm not going to know what you're really praying about, because it's not praying with understanding, it's something different. But when you're praying with understanding, and I can hear what you're saying, and I can be like, yes, I'm agreeing with that, that's powerful. So we don't dismiss this foundational level of prayer in our lives. It's you provide the yes, I provide the amen, and it's done in Jesus' name. Matthew 18:19 says, I tell you this, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Philippians 4:6-7, we're instructed to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then it says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Family, pray. Talk to your daddy, share with him, listen. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to use the big word. You can if you want, but it's not a requirement. Just get in his presence and cultivate a heart of prayer. A heart that says, I will take time out of my day to invest, to pray, to commune with my best friend. And I won't just give him my leftovers. I'll give him the best of my day. If you will do this, if you will make some changes in your life to implement this, your life will change. Your outcomes will be different. You say, well, I don't have an hour to give. Give 30 minutes. Well, I don't have 30 minutes. Give 10 minutes. Give a moment. Start somewhere. Listen, you don't have to start with an hour or two or three. You can start with 10 minutes in the morning. And trust me, the more you begin to give, the more you're going to see things change, the more you're going to want to give. It's like the kingdom of heaven is the only place where when you're hungry and you eat, you just get more hungry. You know, in life, you eat, you're hungry, you eat, and you're full. In the kingdom, you're hungry, you eat, you're more hungry. The more you pray, the more you get in his presence, the more you're going to want to pray, the more you're going to want to get in his presence. So start somewhere. Craig quoted a couple Sundays ago by Max Lucado. He says, our prayers may be awkward, our attempts may be feeble, but since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference. See, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. Prayer works, but we got to work it. Level 2, praying in the Spirit. Another way of saying this would be praying in tongues. One of the supernatural experiences that we get to have as children of God is a prayer language. And this is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where we are literally submerged in the presence of God. And he comes upon us, what the Bible talks about in Acts 2, with tongues of fire. I'm not going to get into all of that today. I'm just kind of going to touch on it a little bit in regards to the levels of prayer that we are to go into. But this prayer language is powerful in our lives, and it is a second level of prayer down from praying with understanding, praying in the Spirit. The language that you are given with the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not something that is familiar to you. So it would not be like if you knew another language, if you knew French, then your prayer language is not going to be French, because you already know that's praying with understanding. It's going to be a heavenly language that you do not know. See, it's kind of fitting that the Bible talks about how we're citizens of heaven, that we should have a native tongue, correct? That comes from straight from heaven. This is heaven's culture, and we need to represent as speaking out in this language. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and with the evidence of speaking in tongues is a wild ride into the supernatural. It is the beginning of power and boldness and just crazy supernatural experience in your life. And if you have not yet experienced this encounter, then it is for you, and you're welcome to experience it today. It is for all of us. It's like being on a roller coaster. I was on a roller coaster once many, many years ago. I've been on many since. But this specific one, the last cart in the train was on backwards. Craig was on it with me. This was, I think, when we were in college, actually. And so we got on the backwards cart one, and everyone else is forwards, and it was just crazy roller coaster. And so we were going through the track backwards, and I am not lying. There was one loop or something we went around. I don't even remember. Anyway, I literally lost my vision. No joke. No, I didn't black out. Like, I didn't pass out. I was still fully, like, coherent. I was there, but I couldn't see. I don't know what happened. Something about going backwards and upside down and all at once. And I was like, I can't see. I can't see. I mean, I'm freaking out because I'm like, I think I went blind. You know, it came back, obviously. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is kind of like that. It's this wild ride into the supernatural. You don't know what's going to happen. You might go black out. You might not see. You may see. You may end up on the floor. You may end up anywhere. You could be spinning in circles. I don't know. Some people talk about hanging from chandeliers. I don't know. I've never seen that specifically. But it's a wild ride into the things of the supernatural. Man. I've had some wild rides outside of that roller coaster ride in the things of the Spirit and encounters with Jesus. Just a few years ago, we were in Toronto. I was on my couch one day, and I was praying into things that were forthcoming in my life. And just what I was believing for, and I just begin to go really deep. You know, I began to go down these prayer levels, you know, praying understanding and then praying in the Spirit. And I just began to just pray out in my prayer language, and the power of God was just so present in that moment. And the presence just filled the room and just fell on me in such a powerful way in that moment. I was just speaking out, speaking in tongues and praying and praying and praying. And Craig came home. And he came in the door, and I remember because it was so funny, because I was like, oh, he's home. So I was going to be like, hey, honey, how you doing? And literally as I begin to speak, I couldn't speak in English. all that kept coming out was my prayer language. So I was like, oh no, I can't speak in English anymore. So I tried again. I don't even know if he remembers this or if he knew what I was doing, because I was way in the second living room and he was at the front door, but I was trying to call out to him and be like, hey, and it was just like my prayer language. And I tried 3 times and I could not speak in English. Now I'm telling you, that's not necessarily normal. That's like, if you're like, oh, I don't know if I want that. But, I mean, that's not something that happens all the time. This was a very unique encounter for me. It was a very powerful encounter. And after a little, so then I just stopped and I just waited. I'm just like looking around. I'm like, I wonder when I'll get it back. Like, I wonder what, like, I can think in English, but, like, I can't say anything in English right now, you know. So after a few minutes, it came back, and I was fine. But what a powerful encounter that was in a supernatural way. Praying in the Spirit. This leveling up takes you down into deeper things. The deep things that you can't reach at the first level. To go up, we must go down. So the question is, how low can we go? See, we start by praying in English. And then we take it to the next level, which is praying to deeper things, praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever been in a room or a service where everyone in that room begins to pray in their heavenly language at once. I was just in it like 45 minutes ago in the prayer room. And it was so loud and awesome, and I love those moments. But if you have ever encountered that, it's just like, whoa! Like, you're all just praying, and then suddenly it's like, like, it's the spiritual dynamic in that moment just skyrockets as everyone begins to pray in their prayer language. It's just taking it up. It's like a roar that ascends to heaven. It is like a breaker-type anointing just settles in the place, and things begin to change and atmospheres begin to switch. It's wild. It's loud. And I love it. As a child, I grew up in an environment cultivated by this type of atmosphere. There was an evangelist that I really looked up to, and I still do, today, that I was pretty familiar with, and he would travel around and do revival meetings. And as I knew him just as a child, but when I became, I think in my young adult years, I learned that one of the things he did before he preached every time is he would spend 45 minutes to 1 hour prior to going into the service in the prayer room praying in the Spirit. And he would pace the floor, like just back and forth like that, just speaking in tongues, just like for 45 minutes to an hour every time. I was like, wow, that so inspired me and challenged me in my life. Just you know, I was just young and starting out, and I'm like, yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. And this such a cool thing about that. See, when you're praying in the Spirit, you don't know what you're saying because you're praying in a language you don't understand. And he would go into his messages and he'd be preaching along and, you know, in English and everyone's understanding. And just like that, he would just like speak in tongues. And it would just kind of like flow in and out of him, like English tongues in and out. And then he would say something like, really, really powerful. All his messages were powerful, but he would say something and someone would stand up and be like, oh, say that again. That was powerful, right in the middle of his message. And he'd be like, I can't say that again. That was under the anointing. I don't even know what I said. And this happened all the time. It's because the downloads that he was getting as he was speaking in his prayer language before he ever entered the service, he was getting downloads from those encounters that were going in his spirit, and right at the right time, in the right moment, for the right person, that was coming out of him. He didn't know what he was saying. He was just saying it. And then someone's like, oh, that was for me. That was powerful. Say it again. He's like, you have to listen to the recording. Powerful times of prayer. This happens because he took time to pray in the Spirit. See, when we pray in the Spirit, we communicate spirit to spirit with God. The Bible talks about how we bypass our mind or our understanding. We eliminate all the influences of the flesh at that moment as we have a direct line, spirit to spirit. This is how we pray perfect prayers. Because when God himself is giving you the prayer to pray, it's perfect. You can't mess that up. 1 Corinthians 14, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it doesn't understand what my spirit is praying. Then what am I to do? Well, I will pray in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. And I will also pray with my mind using words I understand. I will sing in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. And I will sing with my mind using words I understand. See, this level down is so crucial. We can go through our list in English and it will be powerful and it will be effective. But when we can take it down a notch to go into deeper, into perfect prayer level caliber, communing spirit to spirit with our daddy, we're going to be going somewhere. This level two is powerful and you need it in your life. And then there's level three if you want to go even deeper. Praying in intercession. Another word of saying is praying with groans. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2 says, for one who speaks in the tongue, not to men but God, but no one understands him. Here it is. But he utters mysteries in the Spirit. That's talking about groans and sounds beyond praying in the Spirit. Tears are prayers too. They travel to God when we can't speak. Groans, tears, cries, the sounds of the Spirit. It's an intercessory prayer level. This is the deepest level of prayer where it's literally the deep of you cries out to the deep of God. And the deep of God cries back to the deep of you. See, there are no words in any language that can communicate this type of prayer. It cannot be verbalized. It can only be felt, experienced, encountered. This is where you let the fullness of who you are connect with the prayer, the request, the need that is before you. Where your whole spirit is immersed in this moment in order to reach the deepest places of the Spirit of God. Some prayers, some needs in our lives need intercessory prayer level. That's how we're going to break through. Some needs, some breakthroughs cannot be reached any other way. When we're praying for city transformation, when we're praying for an end of a demonic rule in an area, when we're praying for an annihilation of world hunger or a stop to human trafficking, we need intercessory prayer level. Maybe there's this huge breakthrough that you've been needing and praying for in your life for years. And you're like, it just doesn't seem to be getting any better. It doesn't seem to be changing. You've got to take it down. You got to take it down to that third level, that intercessory level where there's groans and tears and feelings beyond the words that you can verbalize. That's a breakthrough prayer. I've had encounters in intercession where I am moved, literally moved by the Spirit to go that deep. And then I've had encounters where I have moved myself to go that deep. So if you're wondering if this is something where you just kind of wait to see if it happens to you, it can happen that way, where you can literally just be kind of like moved along in the Spirit, but you don't wait for that. You can take it there yourself. You can move yourself to that level. Is it work? Yes, it's work. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But it is worth it every time. It is exhausting sometimes. Yeah, you might be pretty tired after you come out of your prayer closet. But it is worth it every time. You do not have to wait for an intercessory prayer bomb to drop on your head. You can move yourself to that level. Prayer works, but you got to work it. Romans 8, 26, 27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. See, we need to stop stumbling our way into encounters into the deep things of God, accidentally falling into his presence, but we need to push ourselves there. There's a cake from Extraordinary Desserts that I really like. If you've never been, you should go. I'll come. It's called Dulce de Leche, chocolate cake. If I want a piece of that cake, I don't just randomly wait for it to find me. I'll drop a hint like right now and say, hey, if you're going, no. I will get in my car. I will go down to that restaurant. I will stand in line. I will check the box. I will order the cake. I will sit there and I will enjoy it with coffee. I will make the time. I choose it. I want it. I get it. It's the same thing with my life, with different things in my life. I just don't hope my life's going to turn out good. I just don't hope my kids will love Jesus. I just don't hope for all these things, but I will invest and I will make time and I will do the things I need to do in order to get the things I want. This is prayer. This is praying in intercession. I just don't wait for it to happen. I just don't hope one day I'll be moved by the Spirit into this level. But I will work my way there. I will carve the time. I will put in the effort. And I will intercede on your behalf, on my behalf, whatever is needed in the moment. Groans of the Spirit. It's not just for a certain group of people who are called intercessors. It is for all of us. 2 Corinthians story, verse 10 says, though we walk in the flesh, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh. Because the weapons of our warfare are not physical. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. Come on. We are, the scripture says, destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets us up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ, being ready to punish every act of disobedience when your obedience is complete. Our weapons are not of this world. We don't win battles through clever words or knowledgeable arguments, it says, but our weapons are divinely powerful, and our weapons destruct fortresses, and our weapons destroy sophisticated arguments. Why? Because they're perfect. Because our weapons are perfect prayers. Because our weapons are worship. Because our weapons are the Spirit of God communing on our behalf as we allow him to work through our lives. It's a different realm because it's the deep calling to the deep. And it's time to do some work. Prayer work, because prayer works. My encouragement to us this morning, family, is to pray. But not just pray safe, but pray dangerously. We need to stop praying safe prayers of, I pray I have a good day. I pray traffic's not too bad. Help me help others today, Father. Let me walk in your favor. I mean, these things are good. I mean, I don't want to be in traffic. I want to help others. I want to walk in favor. Heal my cough. Yeah, I don't want to have a cough, but come on. how about changing our prayers, not just taking the prayer action down a level, but taking the prayer request down a level to extreme dangerous prayers. Father, give me the strategy to eradicate human trafficking. Open a door for me today to influence politics in my city. Give me an opportunity today to pray for someone in a wheelchair that they might walk again. Help me be the one to save my school. Help me be the one to transform my city. Begin to pray dangerous prayers that will make a lasting impact in this earth. Take me to another country to impact that nation. Bring some risk and bring some levels to your prayers. Let's make ourselves bigger than what we are. Everything that the Father has is ours, and we have access to that. And we know that as our daddy, that we can approach him in any way, in any time, and he will give us anything we ask. We can talk to him freely. And Jesus talked to us about how to pray, and he said that you start with our Father. And the reason he said that was because he wanted us to know that how we approach in prayer is through our identity in Christ. Because it's the first thing we need to know as we enter our prayer life is who we are as sons and daughters. Knowing that, we can ask for whatever we want according to the will of God. We can take it to the levels it needs to go, and we can see transformation in the things that we are praying about. But we need to give the Father the time and the space to make the deposits in us. I'm going to end with that. But I'm going to ask us all to stand right now. And we're going to take this to an encounter level this morning. Because I hope that I've given you some tools and some understanding this morning that can help you take your prayer to a new level and take your request to a dangerous place. But it's important that we also take the time to make this happen. So we're going to take some time right now. When you leave this week, I want you to do what we're going to do right now. I want you to do this at home. And I want you to begin to implement it in your daily life. Because if you will, if you're not already, I know there's probably a lot of you that already are. But if we all can come together on this topic of prayer, in this weapon of prayer and these levels of prayer, we will make a lasting difference and impact. Your lives will change. Your families will be changed. Your city will change. I promise you. I promise you. Prayer is no small thing. It is everything. So this morning we're going to pray. I'm going to lead us in prayer. But I want you to pray with me. And we're going to do these levels this morning. Which is not an easy thing to stand up here. And lead you in this. But I'm going to do it because I want to demonstrate what it looks like. And I want to provide a time and space so that maybe in this moment you're going to receive your prayer language for the first time. Or maybe you're going to take it down to an intercessory level which you've never done before. And then you're going to know what it sounds like, you know what it feels like, and you're going to take it home with you. So your family can change and your lives can change and your city can change through you. So we're going to pray. We're in the middle of 40 days of hope for California. So I'm going to pray for California. So as I pray, just begin to get in your own zone with Jesus and begin to pray with me. And as I pray in English, you go ahead and you pray in English or one of your first languages. And as I pray in the Spirit, you go ahead and you begin to pray in the Spirit. And if you're like, well, I've never done that before, just open your mouth. I believe it's just going to come out of you. You just ask the Father right now, Father, I just want to pray my prayer language. He's going to give it to you. The Bible says he will give you how much more when you ask for the Spirit of God, the prayer language of God to come out of you. How much more will your Father in heaven give you what you ask? So much more. And then we're going to go down to the intercessory level, and I believe you're going to go with me this morning. You just let your spirit groan out. Father, I just thank you that you're here. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're here this morning. And you just want to move in our lives, and you just want to move in this place. I thank you for the privilege of prayer. I thank you that you take us to levels and depths that we could never understand. This morning I come before you on behalf of California, our beautiful state, the one we love, the one our heart cries out for because we want to see transformation. I pray for California as thousands of people have been doing over the last weeks as we're crying out for transformation in our state. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would do something significant in California. I pray that you would break down the fortresses that the enemy has raised up against you. And I pray in Jesus' name that there would be impact and influence by the kingdom of God. I pray for Christians who would raise up in schools, in workplaces, in the streets that would say, no more will I stand by and watch my state go down into the things of the enemy, into the things that the world would pull away, into media and arts that have been taken a wrong path. But in Jesus' name, we will raise up a standard against the enemy, and we will stand on the rock that is Jesus for purity, for holiness, for goodness, for your presence to be infiltrated and throughout the state, that it would make change where there is no change, that it would bring healing where there needs to be healing, that there would be peace where there needs to be peace. God, we pray for the government officials of California. We pray for a transformation in their hearts, a turn towards you, that they would see things different, that they would use wisdom in their decisions, that they would begin to see through the lens of the Holy Spirit, that they would be saved. If they don't know you, that they would come into relationship with you. We just pray for change. We pray for our kids in California. We pray for a hunger towards righteousness in California. We pray for a desire for holiness in California. We pray for the churches to grow in California, for the streets to be loosed with the presence of God, for signs, for wonders, for miracles in Jesus' name. Father, we weep. We weep over our state. We weep over California, knowing that you have such a plan, such a desire to move in our cities, to release your love, your kindness and your goodness over every life, over every broken person. Over every broken family. Oh, let your healing come. Let your healing come to California. Shoko da 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 ba sa da 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 ra ba. Let it come through us. Let us be your messengers. Let us be your ambassadors. Let us be your hope releasers and your joy restorers. Let us be your peacemakers. Use us. I know you're searching for a people to use. Pick me. Pick us. We want to be used by you to demonstrate and release your love in San Diego, in California, across the world. Let it be. Let it be. If you want to be used, just say, pick me. Just say, pick me. Father, pick me. If you're looking for someone, pick me. If you're looking for anyone, pick me. I want to be used. I want to lay down my life to be used by you. To love you and let your love be made known. Father, we thank you for California. We thank you for your presence. I pray that as we leave this morning, that you would go before us and be behind us on every side. That you would use us to transform. And to bring hope. That you would change our lives as we step into new levels of prayer. Change us first. And then allow us to just release the change everywhere we go. We just love you and we thank you. In your precious name and for your glory. Amen.